Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbach, and we are in the spacious Herb's house here in Dallas, Texas. The multitudes are beginning to...
We're buzzing this morning.
Yeah, we're buzzing this morning. People are piling in, and this is a great platform of ministry for us. Kent, today we're in Proverbs 10, verse 9, and the title of this devotion is Walking in Integrity. Walking in Integrity. And I want to read this verse. Let me just set it up this way, Kent. How we walk in our daily life is critically important to God. And just because we're saved by grace doesn't mean we can just live however we want to.
Sure.
I mean, it's incumbent upon us that we walk in a manner worthy of our calling. And this verse here in Proverbs 10, verse 9, speaks to this. So let me read this. It says, "He who walks in integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will be found out." So again, this proverb makes a great contrast. And it's really the contrast between the believer and the unbeliever, the contrast between the wise and the foolish. And so he begins by saying, he who walks in integrity. Walks here is a metaphor for lifestyle, life direction, putting one foot in front of the other and living a life of faith. And he says, he who walks in integrity. The word integrity here, Kent, is a really important word. And the word literally means wholeness or completeness. And the idea is that every component part of his life is all lived out in this walk of wisdom. That there's not an isolated area of his life that wisdom has not permeated. And another word would be solidarity, that the whole life is lived under the lordship of Christ. And so to walk in integrity means that your life is not fractured into different pieces, meaning I'm one person on Sunday morning, but I'm somebody else on Monday morning, but I'm somebody else on Friday night.
Yeah.
No, that there is this consistency of each silo of my life, each area of my life. There's a solidarity that the lordship of Christ and the wisdom of God rules over every area. So I'm not compartmentalized. So he who walks in integrity walks securely. And the idea here is securely from the consequences of sin. Securely does not mean here that he'll never have any troubles, never any problems, never any trials, because we know that's not true. But it does mean that the unnecessary consequences of sin will not come back to bring harm or God's discipline upon that person. So he is protected from unnecessary harm in his life. I mean, the Bible says in Galatians 6, whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. And so he is, if he walks in integrity, he's not sowing carnality. He therefore does not reap from that. But here's the contrast. But he who perverts his ways will be found out. And the word perverts here, again, I looked this word up and it means twisted or crooked. And he doesn't walk a straight, narrow path, but the path that he takes, he perverts it. And his sin is like a leaking oil all over the path. And it says he'll be found out. And the idea here is the consequences of his perversity will catch up to him eventually. Maybe not immediately, but eventually. And so this is really a warning to live your life with integrity so that there's not some secret compartment of your life that is not in sync with the rest of your life. And so again, it's that all of life is lived under the lordship of Christ and in allegiance to him. So Kent, very practical.
It is. And I want to jump in on.
Yeah.
Is it my time?
It balls in your court.
Balls in my court.
Balls in your court.
I want to jump in on this. He will be found out, because I think you touched on it. There is a spiritual law, and you might want to talk about this, that you do reap what you sow.
Yeah.
And just explain that spiritual law. I know you mentioned it, but just go into it a little bit deeper, that there's no way around.
Yeah.
Perversion.
Yeah. 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 No, if you sow to the flesh, you will reap.
Whether people see it or not.
To the flesh. Yeah. I mean, it can be internalized. It can be a loss of peace. It can be a loss of joy. It can be a loss of spiritual power. And so it can be maybe not seen by others, but it's certainly experienced by the person who perverts his ways. But it can also have exterior ramifications as well, that are an extension of a person's life, that others can see the consequences of your life becoming a car wreck and having a collision because of wrong decisions that you've made. And that's really what we as parents try to build into our children, that there are painful consequences to wrong decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, what you sow is going to come back to you. And so you need to be sowing love and grace and mercy and holiness rather than just going your own way. I remember I used to be a college pastor when I first graduated from seminary. And I remember one student who really had come under conviction of sin said to me, he said, you know, I've been sowing my wild oats and praying for crop failure. And the only way for there to be crop failure is for you to repent and to confess your sin and to come clean with God.
Well, I think that is, I think
I knew you would like that one, Ken.
I do like that. But it talk about it, this walking integrity also means it starts with the heart, right? So,
oh yeah,
mom and dad can say, do this, do that.
Yeah.
But
oh, this is a good point you're bringing out, Ken.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You talk about that. You know where I'm going. And
that is so good. I mean, it has to be more than just behavioral modification. Just changing the behavior on the outside, that would be compartmentalizing just conduct.
Yeah, like the son says, well, I'm standing up on the outside, but I'm sitting down on the inside.
Yeah, that's a great illustration of that. And so it really has to begin with the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the challenge of a parent with a child, because your child may not be converted yet and may still have an unconverted heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do need to modify their behavior on the outside until they are converted. But then once they are converted, if by the grace of God they are, then everything needs to begin from the heart. And Jesus came and preached a religion of the heart, but so did Moses, and so did David, and so did Isaiah. Everything flows out of the heart. Proverbs says, whatsoever a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So it's got, you know, watch over your heart, Proverbs says, for from it flows the issues of life. So the heart is the fountain from which the whole life is flowing and overflowing.
Well, the last question I think of is, after this morning, we finish this, I've got a zillion things I got to do. I got so many things. And you do too.
Yeah.
And I want to walk in integrity. I want to be secure.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to look up and say, what did I do?
Yeah. Yeah.
To ruin or to throw myself off track. So how do I ensure, what do I focus on so that, I think all of us are thinking that we are secure and we are walking in integrity, what's the best way?
Well, I think the best way is to be very mindful as we, even here in a little bit, you and I will get up from our seats and we'll go live the rest of our day, Lord willing, that every step that we take must be for the glory of God.
That's good.
And that we can't live for ourselves. And so the agenda is not for me to win in whatever, if it's an argument, if it's a negotiation, if it, whatever it is, the goal is that I glorify God. And so that's really more what I am as opposed to even what I do.
That's good.
I mean, what I am is takes the precedence in my heart, in my life, that I would be a God-fearing man and that I would be gracious and kind to people. And I would consider the interests of others more important than my own. And that I I'm fair and deal equitably with other people. So, Ken, I that would be my initial thought on that. And that I would be the same person with everyone.
That's good.
You know, this solidarity and wholeness. That I wouldn't be one person, let's say, with Christians, but then I'm with a different crowd. And I just blend in maybe too well with this other crowd. There needs to be this consistency in my life, no matter who I'm with. So, well, thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. This is incredibly practical. And I just pray for myself, for Kent, for you, that this will shape your life and that you will live for the glory of God and walk in integrity. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope.